come cheery, beery, beery, bim. Bum, bim, 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 bum. Bim, 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 bum. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Bim bam, bim 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 bam. Bim 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 bam. Cheery beery beery bim bam. Bim 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 bam. Bim 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 bam.
Service of 2018, and thank you for risking frostbite to be here. The schools may not be open, but coming together to greet Shabbat, we're open through heat and cold. We are thrilled to have our fourth and fifth graders with us tonight. They had a dinner, they had a wonderful program from our social action committee. One of the missions of our social action committee is to care for the elderly, and they did a program and made some cards, and hopefully you'll hear back from the people you wrote to. January birthdays. Are there January birthdays? Under bar bat mitzvah age? Okay, a couple. Blessings for you. We're celebrating our New Year's babies, even if you're not a baby anymore. And you might be able to tell from our uncommon seating arrangement, we'll be having a little congregational participation a little later as we talk about our Torah portion this week, the first Torah portion in the book of Exodus. So whether you are new or a TBS veteran or a member or a visitor, whatever brings you here tonight, we're very glad that you are here. And we welcome the Shabbat angels as we join in Shalom Aleichem on page 5.
Thank you.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem Malachi Yisharei Malachi Elyon. Mimelech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Mimeshalom Malachi Hashalom Malachi Elyon. Mimelech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem Malachi Yisharei Malachi Elyon. Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon. Mimelech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem Malachi Yisharei Malachi Elyon. Mimelech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Fourth and fifth grade teachers who teach Hebrew, who teach Judaica, Tuesdays, Sundays, please come forward to light our Shabbat candles. We are very grateful to all of these people who share their time to bring Judaism to our children. Candle lighting is on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Barakata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu V'mitzvotav, Utzivanu L'Hal Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Barakata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu L'chadlek Ner Shel Shabbat.
And we are very grateful that Sharon Dresnan is finally back at Tuesday Hebrew School after recovering finally from her car accident. We welcome her back to our Hebrew School. We rise for Baruch Hu, page 8.
Baruch Hu.
seated, and the fourth graders are invited up to lead us in When God Made the World. And do you want to sit up here and lead them? Okay. Come on up, fourth graders, move up. There you go. Kylie will show you the motions there if you don't know them already.
They know
them.
Motions.
Sometimes the trout thing I get confused.
I know. They know it, right, guys? They know it.
When God made the world, God made it full of light. The sun to shine by day, the moon and stars by night. God made it full of life, lilies, oaks and trout, tigers and bears, sparrows, hawks
and apes.
And God took clay from earth's four corners to give it the breath of life. And God said, this is very good, this is very good. Man, woman, and child, all are good. This is very good, this is very good. Man, woman, and child resemble God.
We continue as we affirm that holiness and godliness are within every living being. As we join together in Shema, page 12, please rise.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kivod, Shem Kivod Malchuto, Baruch Shem Kivod, Shem Kivod Malchuto, Leolam Ba'ed. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael,
Hafta et Adonai Elohecha, Bechol Levavacha, Uvechol Nafshecha, Uvechol Meodecha, Vehayu Hadvarim Ha'ele, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, Al Levavecha, Vishinan Tam Levanecha, Vidibar Tabam, Vishivtecha Beveitecha, Uvlechtecha Vaderech, Uvshochbecha Uvkumecha, Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtav tam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart,
with all
your soul, and with all your might.
Set
these words which I command thee this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. so shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. So we start the book of Exodus this week, and our next prayer is from that book, really arguably the centerpiece of that book, our escape from slavery in Egypt, Micha Mocha. Exodus is our next prayer, reminding us of our connection with God through the Shabbat day. Vishamru, page 15.
Vishamru. Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asad et ha-shabbat le'dorotam berit olam. Meini uvein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam, oti le'olam, oti le'olam. Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asad et ha-shabbat le'dorotam berit olam. Ki'sheshet yamim asah Adonai, asah Adonai et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. Yishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asad et ha-shabbat le'dorotam berit olam. Uvayom ha-shvi'i shavat v'yinafash, shavat v'yinafash, shavat v'yinafash. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asad et ha-shabbat le'dorotam berit olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asad et ha-shabbat le'dorotam berit olam.
Please rise for the tefillah, page 16.
Adonai sifatai tivtach ufi yagita hilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Ha Adonai. Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu v'imoteinu. Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov. Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibur v'hanora, El Elyon. Gomel chasadim tovim, v'kone ha'kol. V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot. Umevi g'ula livnei v'nehem. Lema'an shmo b'ahava. Melech ozer u'moshia u'magin. Baruch ata Adonai. Magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding,
parent to child, from
generation to generation. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading and quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere, at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo kol haaretz kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. Bottom of page 19. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, one beyond words.
For our light within, for the world around us, so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth, which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks.
We are a people of hope. We envision a world, a country, a community of shalom, of peace. May each of us do all we can to reach this goal, this vision. A time of kindness and blessing. We join together in our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom, and the words are in your service folder.
Israel,
This week we have had multiple members who have gone through surgery, and we have others who feel the burden of illness or chronic conditions. One of the ways we show we care and that they all matter to us is by sending our prayer for healing out to them. Misha Berach, page 24. Of our hearts.
Shalom bimbra, who ya say shalom aleinu. Who say shalom bimbra, who ya say shalom aleinu. Who say shalom. Say shalom bimrama, who ya say shalom aleinu. Say shalom bimrama, who ya say shalom aleinu. Say shalom bimrama, who ya say shalom aleinu. Ya say shalom.
Exodus. A new Pharaoh arose who did not know or like the Israelites who had come to live in Egypt, and he started spreading rumors about them. The Israelites are having too many babies, and they are going to take over our country. Pass it on. The Israelites are going to take over our country. They're our enemies. Pass it on. And soon, all over the land, lots of people were hearing talk of the Israelites, and they came to believe it. And they had rallies. Israelites, go home! Israelites, go home! And so it became somewhat easy for the Egyptians to start treating the Israelites terribly and then made them into their slaves. Build faster, you slave! Those pyramids built. Well, Pharaoh did not want any more slaves. No, didn't want any more slaves. He did want slaves. He didn't want any more Israelites in the land of Egypt. So he came up with a law. If any Israelite woman gives birth to a baby boy, the baby must be killed. So word spread throughout the land that this was the law of the land now. Anyone who dared to disobey Pharaoh's order, they themselves could be put to death. Well, there were two women who lived very near Pharaoh's palace. They were the midwives who helped the Israelite women when they were giving birth. Wah! Oh, good job, Mrs. Cohen, you have a healthy baby. Okay. So, these two women were named Shifra and Puah, and they were friends with each other. When Pharaoh came up with his new law that you must kill all the baby boys, Shifra and Puah met together to talk. Puah, that is terrible what Pharaoh wants us to do. How can we in good conscience follow this law? Yes, Shifra, the law is very wrong. Everyone thinks the Israelites are bad, but we've been working with them for years. And we know they're good people, just like the Egyptians we know. Well, what should we do if we let the boy babies live? Pharaoh could have us killed. Well, Shifra, I think that some things are worth risking your life for. I will not follow this law. I will not kill the boy babies. If I am punished, then so be it. I must follow my conscience and what is right. I'm with you, Puah. I will also protect all the Israelite babies who are born under my care. And so they did. The Torah says they let all the boys and girls who were born live. They are alive. But they were nervous. They knew that Pharaoh could find out, and that, in fact, is what happened. So out for a stroll one day,
Pharaoh goes to the park.
As the mothers are pushing, the Israelites are pushing their babies. There's a boy! Those boy babies were supposed to be killed.
Call to me, servant, the two midwives, Shifra and Puah. So the servant went.
And says, the Pharaoh wants to see you. It's time to go to the palace. They were very nervous, but they knew they had done the right thing. But they said to each other, we have to have something to say to him. What can we say? And they thought and they thought. And finally Shifra, whichever, I think it's this one. So Shifra said, I have an idea. Pharaoh was spreading rumors that the Israelites are totally different from us. So let's use that. We'll tell him that there's something really different about the way the Israelite women give birth. Well, I don't know if it'll work, but let's try.
So they go into the palace, and Pharaoh says, what have you two done? Why did you let the boy babies live? Okay. Well, Pharaoh, you see, the Israelite women are so different from the Egyptian women, they give birth in like 2 minutes. So by the time we get there, whoa, yeah, I know you're shocked by this news. By the time we get there, they've already given birth and it's too late and we can't do anything about it. Well, all right, you may go. Well, the Torah says that Shifra and Puah were rewarded by God by increasing their families and giving them everything they needed for the rest of their lives. So that is the story of Shifra and Puah from our Torah portion this week, Shmot. So I have just a few questions for you about what you think about the story. So this is for children or adults, it does not matter. Shifra and Puah broke the law of their country. What do you think about them doing something illegal or against the law?
Well, since it was a good thing to do when they were saving people's lives, I think I would have done the same thing.
Okay, is that what you were going to say? Sort of. Any other comments? Okay. I'm seeing a family connection here.
Okay, yes, Max.
I would have been dead if they didn't do that.
So if they didn't break that law, bad things would have happened. Do you have a comment? Okay. Do you remember? Okay, you can think about it. So how would you decide if you were going to do something against the law? How would you decide that you should break a law? What would you think about? Do you have an answer?
I would only break the law if it was meant for, if you were supposed to do it to like do the right thing like they did.
Okay. So how did they know it was the right thing though? So how, anyone over here before I run over to the other side? So how do you know in your mind that it's okay to do something that goes against the law? What do you think about?
Is it really worth doing? Like, is it good enough that if something happens to you, that it's okay because you did something right?
Okay, so I'm hearing people say it's the right thing, but how do you know it's the right thing?
Well, if the law was put in place to hurt a certain group of people, then you know that protecting those people is the right thing to do.
Okay, so that's one thing you would look at to judge if you should follow a law or break a law. Other? Yes, Shana?
Is it good or is it wrong?
Okay. And one more question. In Judaism, we believe that human life is precious and that every human life, including your own, should be protected. So what do you think about their decision to risk getting killed to break the law? Do you think it's okay in Judaism to risk your life for something? And what do you think it's right to risk your life for? I saw heads nodding over here.
I think it's right because instead of one person like not being around, there'd be more people than just the one person, so it'd build up to.
That is a classic philosophical, if you take philosophy in college, that's sort of a classic, you know, do you gauge it by how many people would die? So if one person risks dying, they could save lots of others. So you look at the numbers of people. That could be one way that we could talk all night about this. Yes, Lauren.
You can help people that can't help themselves.
Okay, but do you think it's worth risking your life for? And when is it worth risking your life to help people? You're right, that's an important value to help people. So it's kind of, there's no one right answer here. I wore my flats today, I was prepared.
As long as you know and you've thought about it enough.
Okay, other comments on what you think would justify risking your life for?
If it was worth like a human life, if it was worth like a candy bar, it would not be worth it.
Okay.
But if it was like human life, it would be worth it.
Okay, so there are a number of things that are not worth risking your life for. It does say in Jewish tradition that if someone tells you to kill somebody else or you'll be killed, that you should actually be killed rather than kill somebody else.
Well, I guess my thinking on all of it is, can you live with the consequence? Like, can you live knowing that you could have made a different choice to have helped someone else? So I think your actions can be justified when you realize after the fact, could I still look myself in the mirror, feel good about what I had done, knowing I did, you know, something that hurt me or, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so thinking about the long term and how are you going to feel about yourself? And one more. Avery, you get the last word.
Like, let's say you're an only child and you're, like, risking to, like, be killed for another baby's life. You never know that if in the future that baby could have 5 children, mm-hmm. And it's just you.
Yes. So we learn in Judaism, it's a saying that if you save one person, it's like you've saved the whole world. And that, I think, Avery, ties in with what you were saying. So the second book of the Torah, called Shemot, is the story of the beginning of the Jewish people. It's how we came to be a people of God. It's the very beginning of our story of how this happened, how we became who we are. This story, how interesting that our Jewish story begins with the understanding that the voice of what is right and moral and godly must come before anything else. And this story also includes gratitude for these two Egyptian midwives who risked their lives to save Israelite lives. And this story reminds us each year as we read it that we are grateful to the many non-Jews over time who risked their lives, who cared to save Jewish lives. For example, at Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, the Holocaust Remembrance Memorial, there are 11,000 righteous non-Jews who are honored there for risking their lives for hiding Jews during the Holocaust.
So may this story of Shifra and Pua remind us of our gratitude to all who make sacrifices to save lives and remind us of our responsibility to care about and protect the lives of others in our country and around the world. Amen. And let's see, Alenu, I have too much stuff up here now. Our fifth graders are coming up to open the ark doors for Alenu. Please rise, page 25. Page 27. There are stars up above so far away we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feitelman, Sheldon Miller. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Ann Madden, friend of Jill and Andrew Fox, Ruth Copeland, grandmother of Adam Copeland. Eddie Leon, brother-in-law of Judy Jaffe, uncle of Lynn Fernandez and Stephen Jaffe. David Jennings, friend of Sharon Jenser. Jean Courtney, mother of Roger Courtney, who passed away just days ago. Susan Rosen, relative of the Salpeter family. And Adrian Cohen, friend of Rachel Schreiman. And on this Shabbat, we observe the yard site of our beloved member, Debbie Bellion, first wife of Barry Bellion, mother of Marla Bellion. And we remember the yard sites this week of Lois Posner, Terry Fisher, Bea Brantz, Min Chasen, Donya Orlinsky, Mark Craver, Dr. Lester Weissman, Louis Niebauer, Margaret Ritchie, Jack Sapir, Grace Atell, Sheila Bondi, Malcolm Levinson, Jason Shemwell, Edward Shoemaker, Matt Daly, Walter Muntner, Doris Hoffman, William Levine, Thomas Mason, Sarah Weissman, Harold Werman, Mark Wolin, Mary Ella Kilgore, Jerry Girding, Nina Small, Dr. Jacob Belofsky, Zoltan Illis, Luda Mapp, Judge William Plummer, Steve Stanley, Lillian Sukert, and Captain Chris Signa. We honor all of their memories, all of their lives, as we recite Kaddish on page 28. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, b'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei decho beit Yisrael, b'agalau v'zman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevarach le'alam olmei olmaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei dekudsha barichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran b'alma v'yimru amen. Yehe shlama rabah min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru, amen. O se shalom bimromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, v'imru, v'imru.
Helping with Kiddush is going to be our January birthdays. So if you are under B'nai Mitzvah age and you were born in January, we would like to honor and bless you. Come on up.
Josh, are you it? And Lucas. And Gavin. Logan. Oh, I always do that. So guys, how old is everybody turning in January? 11? 11?
9.
9, excellent. All odd numbers, very good. And since you are first in the year, you must be the favorites in your family, but don't tell your brothers and sisters.
I think they heard it.
So may you be blessed with a wonderful year of good health, of learning new things, of making new friends, of getting wonderful presents, of having a lot of fun, growing taller, and all good things. So we wish you mazel tov all on your January birthdays. Happy birthday, everyone. And you can stay up here to help us with Kiddush and Matzi. So, let's see. I guess the challah, well, we'll walk over there for the challah. We had to do some rearranging so Shifra and Pua had some space. So. Okay.
page 29. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. And in joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, orei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher nishan b'mitzvotav, v'ratz avahanu, v'shabbat kasho, v'ahava u'ratzo. Zikaron l'maaseh bereishit, ki yom tefilah l'mikra ha-kodesh, zeker letziat Mitzrayim. Kivanu v'charta, pirtanu kidashta,
David Charrington. Good evening. Shabbat Shalom. My name is Jack Schreiman. I'm the second vice president here at Temple B'nai Shalom. We had a great Shabbat services. We start off tonight with the fourth and fifth graders. Yeah. I'm a little biased, I know. I'm so pleased to see everyone for Shabbat worship, especially on this cold night. Thank you for making us all feel warm inside here. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship. And again, as always, a phenomenal sermon. Thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us with your beautiful voices, music on Shabbat. So, if David was here, he would say, it's January. We have a lot going on. Tomorrow morning, we have Minion Makers. Please join for breakfast at 8:15, services at 8:45. For our young families, please join us tomorrow evening for Brotherhood Bingo Night and Havdalah. Sunday, my favorite, Sunday School. Yay! Rain, sleet, snow, we always have it. Please plan to join us for winter course with David Kleiman, entitled Musar, A Jewish Method for Spiritual Change and Transition. There'll be three sessions in January, beginning on January 10th at 7 p.m. Please join us for our Social Action Shabbat next Friday with our very own Sheldon Lowe and our sermon by our very own Noah Fitzgerald. We claim both of them, and it should be a great night. Don't forget, next weekend, we have Life Weekend with Rabbi Rappaport, The Power of Shema, our powerful most prayer. And Sunday, January 21st, we have Movie Night David. How many people mistook you for a young John Travolta? Olivia Newton, can you act? Can you sing? It doesn't really matter. If you always wanted to act and sing, please join us for our upcoming Grease Purim Spiel. Dick Reed is looking to build his cast, and rehearsals begin in early February. It should be a great time, and I'm sure a few of our teenage actors can help our young adults get a little bit better. Please continue to fill our box for LCAC. It's cold out there, they need our food. Please fill it up. If you're new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. Tonight, we're very fortunate. The best membership chair anywhere in the world, Marnie, is here today. Please raise your hand. She would love to talk to you to learn more about TBS. Wishing you a very restful and warm Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
So we have a special Adona alum. We'll need the fourth and fifth graders up here that we do it to Fila, which is our Tuesday service. The fort, don't run, walk. Walk on the bima. Walk on the bima. So the fourth graders haven't started to Fila yet, but I think you can probably figure it out. So you need to get your instruments out, your trombones to start. So come on around. Okay. So we're gonna
you ready?
Come on up. Okay. Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the good deeds and those who have made sacrifices to help others inspire us to do what we can to make this a more peaceful and loving world. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.